BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Going to Jerusalem.
Paul preached for hours, well into the night. A young man sat on a windowsill and soon went to sleep. He slid out of the window, falling to the ground 3 floors below. People rushed down only to find him dead. Paul took the body and hugged it tightly. He finally looked up and said, "The young man's alive." The next morning, Paul left Troas and continued on his journey to Jerusalem. Along the way, he met with the elders of the church at Ephesus. He told them, "The Spirit of God has made it clear that I will suffer for the Lord in Jerusalem. I accept this because I want to fulfill God's calling for my life." His ship stopped at the city of Tyre, and Paul stayed with a group of believers there. They said, "The Spirit of God has told us that you will suffer great trials in Jerusalem." When it was time to leave, the entire church walked with Paul out of the city and down to the shore. They knelt together on the beach and prayed. The ship went on to Caesarea, the closest port to Jerusalem. There, Paul stayed in the home of Philip. A prophet took Paul's belt and tied his own hands and feet. He said, "The Jews in Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him to the Gentiles." Paul said, "I'm ready to be put in chains for the Lord. I'm ready to die for him."
Join us at our annual Christian Storytelling Conference. For more information, go to ChristianStorytelling.com.